was starting to weigh on everybody, and that's when, after his injury, and he really did need to devote time for treatment. He really did. That's when we really backed it off, because we just felt like, at that point, everybody that wanted a shot at doing something on Ja had probably already come through anyway. And so then we really limited it, just kept it to just Monday press conference and post-game is what we did. Ja's a tremendous young man. He handled it all in stride. I would just check in with him every once in a while and just say, how you doing? And one time he told me, he goes, I'm doing fine. He goes, I'm saying the same things in every interview, though. I said, well, you know, your life is, your life growing up in Douglasdale, South Carolina is the way it was. You know, it doesn't change because someone's interviewing you from a different outlet.
He didn't have to know Dizzy Dean, right?
Yeah, I said, yeah, exactly. I said, you don't gotta make, you don't gotta be anybody, just be Ja. And he was awesome at that. And he's got such a great family. Got to know his dad, T, very well, and just really excited about the whole family and what Ja's getting ready to do in Memphis. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun to watch, and maybe I'll even get down there for a game if we're not playing. I'm sure I probably will at some point.